Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In a highly unusual move, the House Select Committee investigating last year's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol has subpoenaed five House Republicans to testify. The panel had previously requested, but now it's demanding, the cooperation of House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, as well as Representatives Jim Jordan, Scott Perry, Mo Brooks, and Andy Biggs. The committee says it has reason to believe the lawmakers have relevant knowledge of events on or leading up to the January 6th attack carried out by extremist supporters of former President Donald Trump. Flags are flying at half-staff over federal buildings, including the White House, today, and will continue to do so for 5 days. NPR's Tamara Keith reports President Biden ordered it to mark the looming milestone of 1 million COVID deaths in the United States.
Even with widely available treatments and vaccines and boosters, several hundred people in the country are dying every day. A loss Biden reflects on in these recorded remarks.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table. Each irreplaceable, irreplaceable losses. Each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
This comes as the White House presses Congress to pass billions of dollars in new funding for COVID prevention and treatment. The legislation is stalled. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
A lot of parents are bristling over the baby formula shortage, perhaps more so today after the Retail Tracking Service State Assembly reported the problems getting worse. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand tells NPR's Michelle Martin it's a national emergency. She says she's asking President Biden to consider the Defense Production Act to get more manufacturers online. In eastern Ukraine, Ukrainian forces are pushing Russian troops away from the city of Kharkiv. NPR's Jason Bobian reports the offensive is allowing some businesses to reopen and some residents to return to Ukraine's second largest city.
At the Kharkiv train station, police still don't allow passengers to wait on the platforms or in the grand arrivals hall due to the threat of incoming mortars. Passengers wait underground until just before a train pulls in. Alla Usova was arriving home to Kharkiv with her main coon cat, Busika, tucked under her arm. She'd fled the city more than 2 months ago to the relative safety of a town an hour west of here. She says her neighbors have been telling her over the phone that the security situation in Kharkiv is getting better, even if some shelling continues. Usova says more than anything right now, she wants to be back in her own apartment. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kharkiv.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closes down more than 100 points. You're listening to NPR News. The Judd family confirms country music legend Naomi Judd took her own life and had been struggling with mental illness. The matriarch died hours before she and her elder daughter Winona, who together made up the music duo The Judds, were to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Actor and activist Ashley Judd tells ABC's Diane Sawyer her mother could not hang on. She says the disease's lie that one is unworthy or unloved was the catastrophe, as she put it, that was going on inside her mother. A memorial for Judd is scheduled to be televised on CMT this Sunday. Twitter is announcing a hiring freeze and cutting costs as it waits for billionaire Elon Musk to complete his $44 billion takeover of the company. NPR's Shannon Bond reports two top executives are also leaving.
Twitter has missed goals for adding more users and making more money. That's according to a new memo from CEO Parag Agrawal. He says Twitter has also been squeezed by the war in Ukraine. And he says there's uncertainty around Elon Musk's pending deal to buy the company. So Twitter is freezing hiring and may even revoke recent job offers. Travel and marketing budgets are also on the chopping block. Agrawal says no broad layoffs are currently planned, but Twitter's head of product and head of revenue are both leaving. Musk's deal to buy the company has caused turmoil inside Twitter. Some employees are unhappy about the changes the billionaire says he wants to make, and it's not clear how Twitter's leadership would change under Musk. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
This is NPR.